Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. Today is going to be like a news roundup episode, I guess. Before we do that, we have a voicemail from our very own Glenn Hallstrom, Old Man Grognard, in regards to my episode where I talked about things that are not emulated, turned left out of the clones and simulacrums that are out there. So let's hear from Glenn.
Hey, Eric, it's Old Man Grognard here. I just listened to 329. And first of all, thank you for giving me fodder for my show, because I think I'll do an episode on that kind of stuff. And, you know, the other reason why most clones do not use those rules, because most clones seem to be based on basic D&D, which didn't really have a whole lot of that stuff in there. And so it was okay not to use it. I mean, you look in BX or anything like that, you're not going to find material components in there, or sometimes even casting times. That's another thing. So that's another reason right there. Anyway, you know, once again, you're doing a great job. Riding on coattails, man. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Glenn, it was good to hear from you. Thank you for the kind words. And you're right. They are either based off of the White Box or BX or Beckme for a large part. And even though Complete feels a lot like how AD&D 1E was run by the groups that I was in, it's really emulating White Box with the additional classes from the supplements, I guess, early strategic review. But I digress. Good points, though. All right, on to the news. We have a gamer in need, Gary Khan regular, Dakota. What's her last name? Dakota Alvarado Ortiz. She lives in Green Bay. She teaches before and after school programs for K through five students. She's a mother of a 2-year-old. She's had kidney problems since she was 6. 2 years ago, they removed one kidney. Her remaining kidney is assessed at 20% function. When it goes down to 15%, she'll need to be on continual dialysis. She needs basically a new kidney. All right. So if you go to GoFundMe, you look up Dakota's Kidney Fund, you will find it. I will put a link in the show notes to this. She's one of ours, folks. The tavern will back the first $250 that taverners donate. So you can either mention it on the tavern, Tenkar's Tavern, the blog, make a comment and just match it. You know, maybe we match it up to one of the donations and we'll be on our way. And I'll, like I said, if we hit 250, I'll match. And you know, or you can leave a voicemail here and just let me know how much left. It's important. It's important to take care of people in our community. This is one of the things that reminds me so much of when I was in active law enforcement. And seriously, we took care of people in our community, their families, when they were in need. We did fundraisers, and this is nothing different. This is a member of our gaming community. She's in need, so let's help her. What else we have? Well, I got a couple of Kickstarters I want to mention. City of Great London, and that's spelled L-U-N-D-E-N. And basically, if you like the Midlands, it's Glenn Seal. Glenn Seal, sorry. Sorry, not Glenn. Glenn Seal. It's got just like a day and a half left on it when I'm recording this. It does some great stuff. If you've got his other stuff, now's the time to jump onto this one. And if you haven't, now's the time to jump in. Amazing setting work. Excellent maps. Broadsword Magazine, a monthly 5th edition adventurous and old school printed magazine format. Listen, I don't know if they can pull this off. A monthly magazine. I think it's very ambitious. Got 12 days to go. It had a funding goal of just under 3,500. It's knocking on 20,340 backers. I'm going to back it. I don't even play 5e, but I'd like to see where this goes. Now, what do I think the sweet point is? You can back for a year subscription. I think that takes a lot of faith. If you want, you can back it for a 3-month sub, PDF only, for $30. Print plus PDF is $42. That's probably where I'm going to go in at. I'd like to see if they can keep a monthly schedule. The only way I'm going to be able to know is if I'm backer. And if I like it, I will back for more, or I'll subscribe for additional issues. It's another magazine that's kind of aping the look, the cover art and such of maybe Dungeon Magazine, I guess. But hey, gotta be in it to win it, right? Let's see how that one works out. And lest I not mention it, Old School Essentials. Now, if you're going, well, what the hell is Old School Essentials? If you remember BX Essentials, it is now being relaunched as Old School Essentials, still based off of BX. I don't know why the name was changed. I think BX Essentials had much more of an oomph to it. It could be that they were on the receiving end of one of the various Wizards of the Coast letters, emails that have been going out. I don't know. I don't have anything behind the scenes on this one, but 29 days to go, already 425 backers, goal converted from British pounds of just under 17,000 US. It is knocking on 32,000 US and going strong. You know, there's a lot of different levels to back this at. You're probably, if you want, you know, they have an option of having it printed in 5 hardcover books or one larger hardcover book. But if you want the deluxe all-in-one hardcover, it's £25, roughly $28. I don't know how that works, because in 45 euros. All right. But then 45 euros converts to, all right, yeah, 51. My bad eyesight, I'm reading that as 61. I was like, eh? So there's been a lot of really good word of mouth on BX Essentials, and this is putting it into hardcover print. I think that's pretty cool. So I'll be back in this one. I'll be reviewing it on the blog, but I wanted to make sure we touched base on this and got it out. Other than that, oh, I got some Ken Whitman news, but I'll have to save that. Interesting stuff there. All right, folks. As always, God bless, be safe, roll those dice. I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.